The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm sick today, but I figured something out. There's actually one thing I like about being sick. Let's talk about it. Good morning. It's Tuesday. Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I don't feel good. It's going to be a crappy day. But the one good thing about it is I don't have to wash dishes. I don't have to pick up after my family. And I get to go to sleep when I want.
Ooh, yes.
There's three things now, that I like about being sick.
Growing up, when you're a kid and you go to the nurse's office and you get relieved for a sick day, that's great. But when you get relieved from a sick day as an adult.
As a mom?
Yeah, okay.
I already shamed Ava into cleaning the house and doing the dishes.
And why didn't you?
Because Automatic? That's not my job.
Yeah.
That's not what I do. I take out the trash. I pick up the dog stuff. I do other
things.
There you
go, dude.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I'm glad. I actually asked her. I said, Mija, I don't feel good. I really need you to wash dishes. She didn't even eat at the house. I woke up. All the dishes were done. My kitchen was clean.
No, I will say this. This is probably the most proud Dana Cortez moment of her daughter. She walks into the kitchen and she looks at me. She goes, well, who's going to do these dishes? Oh my, I'll just do them.
And she
just,
did she? Was she like mini
she
me?
Sounded just like you.
I love you, Mija.
That's funny. Anytime me and my brother cleaned the house that good, my mom would always be like, all right, what's wrong here? Something.
What did you do?
Yeah, somebody broke something.
Who was at the house that wasn't supposed to be here? What's your favorite thing about being sick? I think sleeping. Also, I really do. The sleep
nothing.
That I've gotten.
How about that? I hate it.
Automatic.
For me, too, it's the only time I could really drink orange Gatorade is whenever I'm sick. That's just my go-to.
Why would you drink that?
That's my hydration drink.
That's my Pedialyte
I'm pulling a covering, dog.
All right. Well, what's National Day? So I can get out here and get some orange Gatorade or something on me.
All right. We have National Strawberry Day.
Strawberry. What's my favorite strawberry thing?
Ice cream. I already know that's a given.
Oh, okay. You love strawberry cheesecake.
No, I don't.
Then why do you eat my cheesecake every time I order it?
I don't even like cheesecake. And the only reason I eat it is because it's sweet. It's just that I don't discriminate against sweets, okay?
Well, at least you're sick, Dana. So they won't be taking cheesecake now.
I know you won't touch any. You wouldn't even give me a hug yesterday. Anthony wouldn't even give me a kiss yesterday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every single relationship has arguments.
Yes.
Fighting is normal. That being said, there's a healthy way to go about it. And I've got a study I'm going to share with you. But as soon as we talked about this earlier, the phone blew up immediately.
I just wanted to chime in on that little conversation about partners that fight with each other,
yes.
Really love each other. Oh my God, that's horseshit. Oh my God. Like, I've so been in those relationships where you bicker and bitch about everything under the sun. And like, I'm not with any of those people. They're a thing of the past. And like, I have a partner now where like, when you ask that question, you guys like fight about this, that, and everything. And I'm like, no. I'm so thankful, but we do talk about things.
Okay,
so,
that's good. You're right. Automatic and I, we have a couple of
arguments. Oh, we bicker at each other. Come on.
We bicker, but it's not volatile. It's not being hateful. It's nothing like that. She's right. You have to know the difference between emotional abuse and having a disagreement.
Yeah, you know? And being like, you know what? I flat don't like that. Don't talk to me like that. I don't like it. You don't like it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
And that's basically what this study boils down to. So arguing can be beneficial because it teaches you more about your partner. Ooh. No one is going to agree on everything.
Of course
not. It's just not going to happen. There's a difference between screaming at each other and just having a conversation, like she said.
Part of having a healthy relationship is having debate. You can't agree on everything 100%.
So the next piece of advice is showing you where you need to make changes. A disagreement can do that. It teaches each person what you're comfortable, what you're not comfortable with. Let me tell you, I need to work on when Automatic's driving, because he hates when I'm correcting him, and he keeps telling me, and I'm not listening.
No.
I need to listen and hear what you're saying.
It's at this point that she's going to have to start calling an Uber.
I know. I'm sorry. I really need to fix that. And the final bit of advice from this couple who are married themselves, or their counselors, is that disagreements can help you practice listening and problem solving. oftentimes we aren't listening. We're hearing you, but we're not listening to what you're saying. So I just realized that. Like, oh my God, I'm so guilty of it.
So you have to get really worked up in order to actually hear what the other person's saying.
I mean, you get worked up with me every day in the car, and I'm still doing it. I'm so sorry.
The best part about it is the release after you get worked up.
Oh, the other side, the makeup?
I'm talking about the makeup sex. That's the most beneficial part of it.
Absolutely.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, there is a way to make one another happy and have a long-term relationship. Couple married 43 years is going to give us the keys right now. I go last, DJ Automatic.
A private company has stuck the first moon landing in over 50 years. They're called Intuitive Machines. The spacecraft was called the Odysseus.
And wow.
Like I said, it was the first time since 1972.
What are we doing on the moon, though? Like, what's there's we're nothing
taking
up there.
We're taking pictures. We're proving all the flat earthers wrong. That's what we're doing.
But I know some people think that us going to the moon in the 60s and 70s was fake. I don't think it's fake. I'm just like, why are we there? Mm. We can't live there. It's just a big crater, big hole in the...
We don't know what we can do there at this point, Dana, okay? You know, they might have a hotel there by, you know, 20...
Maybe. I always think, like, we legitimately landed on the moon, but the fact that, like, if you go to West Texas, that could be, like, a fake moon landing over there, dog.
I talk about it because it looks just like everything they've shown on the video.
I'm flat and no water.
Yeah, dog.
All right, Anthony, what you got?
All right, in case you missed it, a neuroscientist claims that restaurants could be actually trying to trick you into eating more when they're giving you bread and booze before your meal. All right, so chips and salsa, breadsticks, all that stuff releases serotonin into your brain. And once you stop eating that to fulfill it more, you want more food.
Oh.
So there is a little method to that madness there. But keep on feeding me.
I was going to say,
Garden.
Please don't stop giving me the chips and salsa before my meal, because that's one of my favorite parts. Oh, all right, man. So in case you missed it, there is a rumor that couples today can't stay together. Nobody wants to get married. Not true. Gen Z is actually getting married more than previous generations and younger. So David B. Shane on Instagram and TikTok goes around asking couples how they stay together, what they love most about each other. Take a listen to this couple who's been married 43 years. This is the wife's answers.
I don't have to talk to my husband and he knows what I want or what I need. He's always honest with me. He'll deal with me whatever mood I'm in.
All right, here comes the husband. Let's see if they're any different than hers.
Her intelligence, her understanding of me, and our love together.
And then the man and the woman both go on and they talk about communication. What was surprising is reading some of the comments saying, wait, they didn't say sexy time. They didn't say how hot she is. They didn't say how hot he is. And I started thinking, is that what we look at today in a person? I mean, I think you do, right? You're attracted to somebody.
I think that's all the initial stuff. But I think when you get further along in marriage.
43 years
of
marriage.
Yeah, you're not worried about how they look anymore. You're worried about how they treat you, how, you know, you communicate with them. There's different things that are way more important.
Why shouldn't you be worried about that from jump, though, DJ Automatic? From jump, how they treat you, how you get along?
43 years of marriage, you were married prior to social media.
Thanks.
So you really, like, didn't have that misconception of that looks are that important when you got into your relationship.
I think looks were always important in relationships
but now
from the
it's
beginning.
Like heightened though, because now you got
it
a
is.
Broadcast
it's like we're all like competing with the person on Instagram who's got the filter on and you don't even know if they have a filter or not. We're competing with perfection. I love your first response, Automatic. When you get to a certain age, you're not caring about what someone looks like. You're caring more about how they treat you and the connection you have. That should be the first thing, no matter what.
Your friendship slash companionship.
Exactly, because if you don't have that, I guarantee you the relationship is not going to work. I want to share this video with you. I think you should play it with your partner. Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taylor Swift has forbidden her boyfriend Travis Kelce from going to the strip club. There's a reason why, though. Okay, just stand by. We'll explain everything. Best gossip, daily dirt, this story and more. Anthony, a famous people's birthdays.
J-Well celebrating her birthday. Hey. And TikTok star TJ Watkins celebrating his birthday.
Okay, so Bad Bunny is now riding out on a horse to kick off his shows. You know, he's on tour. He also had said he was only going to do new music. Not true. He's performing his biggest hits, of course. Pete is upset with him about the horse. But, you know, Kendall Jenner helped him overcome that fear. Remember the photos of him riding behind her on the horse? Now Devin Booker's back there. because Kendall and Devin Booker are back together. I'm excited about this reunion. I think they really like each other, whether it works out long term or not. Second time love is good.
We're talking about Bad Bunny and the horse?
No, we're talking about Devin Booker and Kendall Jenner. back together again. Leave Bad Bunny over there with the horse. Now I'm going to move on and talk about Taylor Swift. She has forbidden Travis Kelce from going to strip clubs. And the reason why is Travis was photographed after winning a game wearing the Crazy Horse 3, which is an exotic dance club in Las Vegas, very famous one, wearing one of their t-shirts. That's not good for the brand, as you mentioned earlier, right, Anthony? A. Taylor Swift is very squeaky clean brand. She had Ice Spice up on stage for her one time. Ice Spice was not twerking. It was a, at best, barely moving. I don't know if this is a deal breaker or not. I don't think so.
I mean, anytime you're a woman starting to tell you where you can and cannot be, that's always dicey, dog. Especially if I'd have just won a Super Bowl, I'd be able to go right.
At this point, she is stuffing cash in Travis Kelce's jockstrap. That man is making more money than he's ever made in his life.
You better listen to what T-Swift has to say. Is that a deal breaker if your woman says you can't go to the exotic dance club? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Biggest box store in the country is bringing us a cafeteria. I'll tell you more inside food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags on your Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
All right, so first hashtag, we're going to talk about AT&T. Last week, a lot of their customers and other telephone services who use their towers lost service. There was some type of upgrade that went wrong. Of course, people were saying, it's a cyber attack. The world is ending. What's happening? And the amount of videos of grown people rushing the stores, screaming at workers. What is wrong with us? What is wrong with society?
I can't judge. I'm part
phone
of the
addiction.
Problem.
I know I am.
It really is. It got
I'm
so
up to
bad.
5 hours a day.
Automatic. I'm glad you admitted that. Either way, the White House Federal Communications Commission is asking us to get house phones because we're so dependent on our phones. If something happens,
I mean, if
we need a way to contact other people,
if the really hit the fan,
you're right. Automatic.
We would need a house phone, and the other thing you need is AM radio too. And they're trying to get rid of that.
I think that actually Republicans and Democrats came together to save AM radio just for that reason.
Because, if things go really, really wrong, you're going to need that phone and you're going to need the ability to hear what's going on.
Remember, if you have Wi-Fi at home, you have a home phone. Just buy a phone and connect it somehow. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Walmart is getting a fancy food court. That's what I'm going to call it.
And I'm amazed by this.
It's going to be called Wonder. It's going to have celebrity chefs like Bobby Flay involved in it. Yes. So there's only one of them right now, and it's in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. And their best-selling thing is their Tejas barbecue, where they got pulled pork and brisket sandwiches.
That's crazy.
Well, of course it is.
I thought it was going to be more of the oats because it's like Quakertown. But, I guess that's good. Quakertown can do some good barbecue.
I guess Quakers like a little bit of barbecue.
Walmart also does the Nathan's Hot Dogs, and whenever you get them, like,
yes,
already made.
Right.
So I'm excited for this development in the food court.
I think it's and food in general is just getting a step up.
Is this a way for them to compete with Costco's food court? That's what it sounds like to me.
It sounds like it might be lifting its leg on
with Bobby Flay.
Yeah,
that's
sorry,
what
they
I'm
got
saying.
Celebrity chefs, and the food looks a lot better.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
The term retro was first used in 1970 to describe fashion that was stolen from the 1930s. And on that note, we are celebrating National Retro Day today.
And there's all kinds of styles being stolen. Right now, it feels like the 90s and early 2000s is all around me.
This isn't a style trend per se, but you know what's one thing that's wild to me is that people are playing with Legos again. Like,
oh, it's
a lot
huge.
Of Legos. Like, it's a big thing. There's like Lego conventions.
I love
now.
Legos.
Our producer, Chewy, he'd never flown before. We take him on a plane. He tries to play with Legos on the plane.
I was like, of all the places to bring Legos, that is not the one.
What do you think is the biggest style? I keep seeing cargo pants and parachute pants everywhere.
The other day when I was DJing at the game, there was a guy with OBJ that was wearing JNCO jeans.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to the 90s ravers.
What's your favorite trend that's made a comeback? 877-730-DCS1. Also remember, it's Black History Month. Did you know Oprah Winfrey is the first black female billionaire? She was worth $1 billion back in 2003. Today, that's $3 billion.
Hey.
Go ahead, Oprah. Do your thing.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Giselle Cabrera Rodriguez is the woman we're going to talk about in today's WTF story. You know, always kick it off first. She was speeding. And then she ran a stop sign. And then she turned illegally, like really wide. So cops pulled her over and they found suspected cocaine in her glove box.
Oh.
Well, of course, they're like, where'd you get this cocaine? So they go back to her apartment with a warrant and end up finding $45,700 cash and 2 kilos of cocaina in La Casa.
Well, there you go, dog. This is another Tuesday for her.
It was. So she is an exotic dancer that said she began working for cartel operatives because it was a very lucrative job.
She said she was paying more lucrative than dancing?
I guess so.
She must not have been that good of a dancer, though. Better mule than a stallion.
I wish I knew what kind of noise mules made.
Well, NASA wants you to go to Mars. NASA's looking for a new batch of candidates to take a year-long simulated mission to Mars.
That's fine.
They're going to stick you inside a 1,700-square-foot 3D-printed lab at the Johnson Space Center. They're going to simulate spacewalks. They're going to give you a lack of resources to see how you can react to it. And if you're interested in it and you're not a smoker and you're between the ages of 30 and 55 and you have STEM or military training, then you might just be the person to go to the simulated Mars.
12 months of fake Mars?
Well, they're saying 12 to 14 months.
That sounds like a pretty fun project, bro. I mean,
it might be a vacation.
It is not a vacation unless you're married.
There is some husband out there right now that's like 14 months.
All right. One person's goodwill donation is another person's prized possession. A recent Lego piece was donated to the Goodwill in Pennsylvania, where they turned around and put it up on their website to take offering bids. Now, the bid started at $50, and they gradually moved up to $600. But little did they know, this final bid would end at $18,101 for a golden Lego piece that's the size of a quarter.
Oh.
All right, this piece is 14 karat gold, and it's the Bionicle Gold Mask. For all my Lego connoisseurs out there, they know what this is worth.
I don't know what that is.
Neither did the person who sent it to Goodwill.
Obviously not.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, Anthony A. informed myself and DJ Automatic, my husband over here, that when a restaurant brings you free appetizers, it's not in our best interest. It's to make us hungrier. Mm-hmm. Well, I like it. I don't care. Some of my favorite things about the restaurant I go to is the appetizer. For instance, tostadas and chile. Mm. Chips and salsa, baby, all day long. And they got to be good. And I like when they fry them in the restaurant. They put a little salt on them. And one or two has a little more salt than the other one. You know what I'm saying?
With good chips and salsa, you could serve like an okay meal, and I'll go back for the chips and salsa.
For the chips and salsa.
Who might be a little confused, you are listening to the Dana Cortez Show, where we talk about Fat Club stuff and how to lose weight on Monday, but then how to consume carbs on Tuesday. Yeah! So, you know.
We keep it real here, Anthony.
That's what we do here, okay?
We keep it real. Yesterday, salad.
I'm on board. There's one thing I love. It's free carbs. My favorite is go to Red Lobster, where they give you the cheddar biscuits.
Oh my gosh.
I tend to stay on the lower end.
Are those free?
They come with the entree.
Okay.
So technically that's free.
Technically that's free-ish.
Do you know what is free? The breadsticks and salad from Olive Garden.
Oh my God.
An American staple. It might be called Italian food, but I call it America's best, okay?
When we go there, Automatic's like, I don't even want to go to Olive Garden. Then he's there. He's just eating all the breadsticks.
I love Olive Garden, dog.
They smear just enough butter on top, and they put that little salt and garlic.
Ooh.
It's like the perfect appetizer. There used to be a place we used to go to. I don't remember what it's called, Automatic, but do you remember they would give us free mozzarella sticks? What?
Charlie's.
Charlie's.
Free mozzarella sticks from Charlie's.
I think those were just free because they listen to the show.
Oh. No.
I don't think it was because they give them to everyone. You know what we're missing? We're missing that brown bread that they have from Outback.
Oh, everybody listening knows. It's got like a little bit of a sweet taste. Mm. And then they bring that big pat of butter.
And then you get the onion thing that they got there too.
That's not free though. We're talking free. You know what's crazy about that brown bread? I always eat the whole loaf and I ask them, can I have another? And they give me the side eye, but they still bring it. Where's your favorite free appetizer come from? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Well, we have a local celebrity amongst us here on the Dana Cortez Show. Hey, welcome, Chris Selma.
Yay! So happy to be here. What an honor.
I'm excited because you were on the nationally syndicated The Floor. It's a game show hosted by Rob Lowe. It's on Fox, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us about your experience?
First of all, hold on. Before we go all into that, Chris, it works here at the radio station.
I know.
And he helps us, and he's behind all the Dana Cortez.
He's a celebrity today.
So,
yes. He's a celebrity today.
I want to point out our connection to Chris.
Yes,
okay. We want to be celebrities too.
We all are in the room. Also, it was really great. We shot, the whole season was shot in a span of 5 days out
in
a whole nother country. We didn't even shoot it in America, and we shot 2 episodes a day, and I think the last day they shot like maybe 3, but it was 81 contestants. We lived together. We spent a lot of time together. 81
people. What was that experience like?
It was really good. Rivalries were formed. Friendships were formed. Ooh. Everybody was trying to feel out who each other was because the producers gave us our topic. Like, my topic was the human body, when my topic should have been like maybe divas or maybe like Nepo babies or something. So it was a lot of like, are you really who you say you are? Like, if I'm Chris and my area of expertise is the human body, people are asking me like, did you go to medical school? Are you a doctor? Are you something like that? And then it was so diverse regarding the race and gender of the contestants. It was older people, young people, black.
I did notice that.
It was all kind of people going up against each other.
The floor was advertised very well. They did a great job promoting it. I even saw it during Super Bowl.
Very much that. Like, Fox really put a lot of backing behind it. Rob Lowe was really great. And he's actually executive producer and host of the show.
Well, I did not know
that.
Yeah,
so he was a producer on. So they were really giving it everything that they got from a marketing advertising standpoint.
So tell us how you lost.
I know.
So,
we want you to win. That's $250,000.
You can watch the entire show on Hulu. I'm on season 1, episode 7. And my category that I was battling was fruits. And the person that I was going up against had like a master's degree in nutrition. Like, I knew it was an L.
No.
But I wanted to see if I could at least go for 20K to see if I could get there. But I didn't know what a guava was. I didn't know what a lychee was. I didn't know what a red currant was, a persimmon. I don't know about any of those fruits.
Oh, you know now, don't you?
I know very much now. I go to Trader Joe's and I'm like, do y'all have any guava? Like, I'm very much on that, trying to figure out what a fruit is.
So when you watch the season finale tonight, are you going to be missing that 250K or...
Well, you know, I really wasn't really trying to win because, like I said before, I had Taylor Swift tickets that week we were shooting. So I really was just trying to be on TV and then get to the Eras Tour in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
so, like, my whole time I'm there, I'm like, please let me get eliminated. Please let me get eliminated.
You are worse than the woman who got married and her mother missed her wedding because she went to Taylor Swift.
I'm telling you, Taylor Swift trumps all. Like, F the 2K, give me the Swiftie experience.
Check out Chris Sumlin on season 1, episode 7. Okay,
the
and
floor.
The floor is on Fox. Tonight's the finale.
Season finale tonight, 2 hours. It's going to be great. You know, best of luck to all the contestants.
Thank you for coming in and taking your time, Mr. Celebrity, to talk to us. Chris Sumlin's in the hour.
Thank y'all so much.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.